Carry on, Eliza.
Okay. When you say that Giza is moving to the 33rd parallel, and I asked you if everything that Giza holds is moving to, you said yes. What about the tombs? Most of the tombs are so mysterious. They don't know where Nefertiti, they don't know where the other pharaoh tombs are. Are they going to solve those mysteries? When are we going to know where Nefertiti's tomb is?
You already know. Bob found it, and he laid it out for you, and he's given it to you, but you can't find it because he keeps getting it to the place, but you can't fix it. You can't fix it because it doesn't fit. It's like the difference between dark chocolate and light chocolate. Which do you prefer? See, and that's all we're talking about, because you got to calculate the difference between the difference, because that's what you have to do. There's nothing you could do. Nothing you could do.
Yeah, it's a good thing when they discover where Nefertiti's tomb is and where the other pharaoh's tombs are. I guess that answers some questions, but they're just bones, right? They're just dried bones. Not like Nefertiti's soul is in there or her.
They're not just dry bones. What are you talking about? No, they're not just dry. What? Who said that? Who said they're dry bones?
They're more than that.
Play the second one, Bob.
I'm upstairs. Give me a second. Let Eliza talk a little bit till I get downstairs.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll ask you another question, Ion. Listening to something like the prelude in C minor, the pipe organ blast.
Yeah, that's great. It copies or mocks what you get with Fa Sol La, the Iduma. It's the same type of frequency vibration. But now, if you're lucky enough, some people have 12 ranks or 144 ranks of pipes in their pipe organ at home. And if they have that, it's really great because they can do great things. But if they don't have that, you have to copy it. So Bach Organ Blaster is about the closest thing you can get to it.
So listening to the prelude in C minor, you said that mocks. I didn't get to hear that word. That does
mock. It copies.
Oh.
It's like it. You don't have 12 sets of ranks in your pipe organ at home.
I know the Iduma is good too, but listening to prelude in C minor or the Hallelujah or I'm Going Home, do they change the frequencies of you?
Well, it does. They adjust it. You come to it. That's what happens is you come to the frequency vibration, and when you get more into it, immersed in it, like water, do you get in water or does water get in you? Depends, but once you become enveloped in it, you make you all wet. Once you're all wet, then your surfactant value is way less than it was.
So the more you listen to it, the better is what I'm getting from it, from what you're saying, that you go to it. And it changes the frequencies the more you go to it? Or it doesn't matter how many times you listen to it?
Doesn't matter how many times, because you're always, you hear it fresh and new for the very first time every time. Because every time you hear it, it's different. Every time the melodic values are different. Every time the half-step modulations are different. Every time the key fraction is different. The hammer and the autoclave in your ear changes. The way you hear things, the discussion tubes are different. The resonance is different. Your hearing is different. The way you hear it is different. The way it's played. The density of the air that the music is played in is different. Dr. Dean is the queen of this kind of crap. She's very, very good at this. They say she can't hear, but she hears better than all of you all put together. That's what's so hysterical. It's almost like bionic woman hearing. It's so funny. We think it's funny. It's a glib cliched archetype, but that's all we're working with right now. We're just trying to get right, get right, get right, get right. Hurry up, Bob. Play number two.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Here you go, honey.
You have your dreams, and I'll try not to make fun of them. But it won't be easy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Just what makes that little old ant think he can move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, cause he's got what, Laverne?
High hopes.
Louder.
High hopes.
That's right. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes.
See,
so that was a very Shirley.
Yeah.
It's also Eliza's environment. I think that's supposed to be New York
right.
City. I haven't seen the show much, but it looks like your neighborhood,
Milwaukee,
Eliza.
Shamam, Hudson Pep Incorporated.
Oh.
It's Milwaukee.
All right.
The brewery. Schatz Brewery. Come on, Bob. You watch the brewery.
Yeah, but it's probably filmed in Manhattan.
Well, yeah, it's because they walk by Eliza. Brownstone. Walk by a brownstone. That means it's Joyce.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Eliza. We're learning all about yourself.
Okay. The other song you're always recommending to listen to, Ion, The Skeleton of Sacrifice?
No, you're talking about The Conjure
yeah.
Sacrifice.
Yeah,
Papa
that.
Justify. Anytime,
yeah.
Lord, break these chains. Break these chains that bind us. Anytime, Lord, shake me. Make me, quake me, anytime, Lord. Yeah, you know that well. We know
yeah,
how to
I like
instill
that.
The conjure of sacrifice as well.
You know how to instill it?
Yeah.
I like to know what happens when you instill it into someone.
You become them.
Oh, like in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not
Didn't
what
you watch
I'm...
it?
Yeah, I did, but that's creepy.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Why is it creepy? It's fun. From the dry dust, out of these chains, from the devil's house, it's time, Lord, take me. From the dry dust, bring me. From these chains, bring us. From the devil's house, take me. Out of darkness, walk me. Out of blindness, lift me. Out of sadness, take me. From the dreadness, please, Lord, it's time, Lord. For the dry dust, take me. For these chains, break me. Yeah.
It sounded like they wanted freedom, but what they actually do is go from one little man's body into another little man's body.
Okay, Lama San Telema Shoto. Yeah, basically.
But listening to that
but
over and
example.
Over, it's an example.
Yeah.
Our relationship with the angels since we're ascending, has it changed at all?
Yes, darling, it has. You actually now know what your mate sack body is, maybe for the very first time.
And knowing our mate sack body assists us to communicate better with the angels?
Yeah, because otherwise, see, they just fuck with you. Remember we told you how the angels will just play with you and do all kind of bad things to you? Because as little man, they want you to stay little man. Remember why? Because if you're a little man, they can do whatever they want to. But if you become God, they have to go to work. Playtime
right.
is over. It's over.
Right.
So they don't
right.
they don't want you in any kind of a position where you are in charge. You know, Dobstown, lockdown Bob Rule, he's in charge. So they, angels from the realms of glory, are in hell, quake and shake, and they're scared to death of Bobby. Because he don't put up with nothing. He's all nice and fun and all this kind of stuff now. But one-on-one, he's a beast. He is a beast. It's terrible. Oh, no, it's
so
terrible. He makes the Marquis de Sade look like a Sunday school teacher.
Really, Bob? Would you say that's so?
Exactly. I agree with Ion. That's true. That's all true.
I've never...
Just ask Carol.
I've never...
Carol's seen it.
Oh. must be another Bob, because I've never heard Bob be mean. I mean, that's good.
Oh, no,
should I knock on wood?
Yeah. I'm civilized.
We didn't say the Marquis de Sade. We didn't say the Marquis de Sade was mean. We just said he's a pervert.
Okay. So our relationship with the angels have changed, and one reason is because we know our chemical bodies better.
No, you're ascending, and your chemical body has changed. So, yes, they run from you now. Where before they were always trying to muck with you and run around. Well, they ain't running no more. Now you call them and they're a little scared. Scared.
Good.
You know how to spell scared?
Yeah, that's, we want them scared. Scared is good.
Scared. Too scared. Yeah. Good. It's done you good. Everything is okay. You're doing just fine.
Yay.
When are you going to get a pedicure?
I actually did one myself. A few days ago.
No, that's not the point. We're not talking about that. autofellatio is not good. You want to go and have it done to you, darling. Go out and get your hands and your feet done. That's what we're saying. Because you can't get in the little corners the way you're supposed to. And you can do one foot pretty good, but you can't do the other one. It's just terrible. Go get your feet done, honey.
I know. There's certain colors that sometimes I'm in the mood for, so I'll choose a really good color and I'll get myself a pedicure. I keep putting it off.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. When you can treat yourself, a little bit. It's all good. Just a little bit. It's good. It makes you feel good.
Yeah, it does. I'll do that.
Let them put the mint oil on you and on your legs. It's like a witch hazel, but it's a mint oil. That's for
yeah.
it. It's very good. Mint oil.
Ian, is there
no.
It's not in the RNA drop?
Ask your question the way you were originally going to ask it.
I was originally going to say restructure, and then I was going to change it to the RNA drops. So I was originally going to say, is there going to be any fragrances in the restructure?
We already said no.
A while ago, you said that you had increased the fragrances in the RNA drops, and then later I asked, after that, I had asked, was it still in, at that point where it was increased? But you said no, you decreased it because people were blowing their heads off. So the frequency, has it been increased or decreased in the RNA drops?
Barbecued, Mongolian barbecue.
Is that a title of a song?
No. Say number four, Bob. That'll help.
What was the topic you just asked about, Eliza?
About frankincense being in RNA drops.
Oh, okay.
We said Mongolian barbecue.
Okay, so it's either Doris Ackers or Rihanna. What do you say, Ian?
Rihanna, baby, number four.
Okay, I'll rely on your numbering. It's pretty accurate.
He's so funny. It's pretty accurate. Bob, he's the gas. That's a cat's meow.
Done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me, oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It's me up there, work, 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 work. You see me do my da-da-da-da-da-da. Tell me about that work, 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 work. When you walk out, la-la-la-la-la. When the cash from my tur-tur-tur-tur-tur.
Excellent. Rihanna, that was excellent.
Did Rihanna and Drake have any sexual interaction after the video or before making the video?
Hell yeah, Drake will fuck anything. He don't care. He fuck himself if he can reach it.
They lay out this sexy situation in the video.
Ooh,
and,
yeah.
You wonder
well, that's
if...
Just for the video.
That's just for the video. But did Drake have sex with her later? Are they an item?
Nah, it's just passing, you know.
All right, Eliza.
It was just a thing.
Right.
You know,
okay. Eliza, do you have...
Okay, Ian, before Bob was saying that he was the Dark Soul, or he is the Dark Soul, who was actually the Dark Soul? Wasn't it Little Man, the ones who had been influenced by the angels?
No, Dark Souls, as I understand it, are the ones who are trying to free Little Man from the domination of the angels. That's what I'm doing. I'm a liberator. The angels don't
dark
like
souls,
that. Yeah.
Course,
it's dark for the angels, not dark for you.
Really? Because I thought I had heard Ian say that it was Little Man.
He seemed to say that years ago, but it got changed a few years ago. More recently,
it's more complete.
Yeah, the meanings can change. So
baby,
I change
we don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. We love cheap thrills. Baby, we don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. Bob loves cheap thrills. Bob don't need no money as long as he can feel the beat. He don't need no money as long as he can keep dancing.
Is he quoting the song we just heard?
No, we are not. No.
Come on.
Turn the radio on. It's Saturday and it won't be long.
Oh, yeah.
Put your high heels on. It's Saturday night. It won't
song.
Be long.
Yeah. Bob, that's a good song.
All right.
I can't believe I didn't recognize
it. Is it in the list you gave me, Ian? Is it list coming up here? Okay. So let's go to someone else. Thank you very much. Interesting question.
It's coming. It's brand new, Bob. It's new.
Yeah. Bob, that's worth playing. I think I understand it to you, but that's worth playing.
What's it called?
She even knows. Cheap Thrills. She even knows.
Cheap Thrills by
she
who?
She even knows. Saya.
Saya, yeah.
It's in your inbox.
Yes, it
looks like you're a little bit disoriented, maybe because you're in the car. You're not used to coming in so early. You're usually a Sunday morning person, but you did okay.
You can come back and play again, but I won't care. He'll be drunk by then, so it'll be all right. He'll be all intoxicated. You can get in there and jump.
Yeah,
you can have your way with Bob once we get him liquored up. Once we get Bob liquored up. You remember how we used to have, we had the people where they would talk to us and holler at us, Bob, until they could hear the liquor bottle fall over and hit the floor?
Yeah.
You remember those
days? Renee.
Yes. Seems like just yesterday, doesn't it, Bob?
In your open now, Dave.
I'm still open now. Hey, watch that.
He put the hoe in Bab.
Okay, is this Kim?
Yes, it's Kim. I can make
okay,
me
Kim
laugh.
Darling, for you,
baby, you don't need no dollar bills to have fun tonight. We love cheap thrills.
I do too. Thank you.
Okay, Kim. Yeah. Did you notice last week, probably when you were during the week, I played Paul Butterfield's East West? You did not acknowledge it when I did play it, but did you eventually?
I did. No, I acknowledged two other songs, but I did not acknowledge that. So it's Paul Butterfield's East West.
East West. Did you hear it? I think I played it Sunday morning. No. Hour 10, either at the beginning
of
Sunday
morning. Yeah, I listened to that hour three times. That song,
I know.
I think it's part 10. But that's not the song that I picked up. You asked me, did I hear it? I thought it was another song or two. So I
looked
for this one.
You gave me two songs, East West, which is a long song, and the other one. I think I played both, but I identified East West because you liked it. So if you make songs, if you make contributions, then you got to hang around and listen and acknowledge them. I'm playing it for
you. No, you don't. Steve's not going to play anything. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
But trust me, I listen to everything you play. So most of the time, three or four times.
Oh, that's
the week,
so nice.
So.
He likes it. He likes it.
Yeah, hey, Kim, Kim Raymond, who donates great songs to me out in Pennsylvania,
uh-huh.
She usually never talks about the show after I play her music and other stuff. She doesn't comment. She just keeps sending me stuff every week almost. She wrote to me and said, Hour 10 was probably the greatest payday music thing I'd ever done. And that includes the Paul Butterfield's East West. Also had Al Cooper, an Al Cooper song. For some reason, she thought that was incredible. Also, the Aretha Franklin hit her spot. So I just want to tell
you
that our
Bob, look
yes.
at the email. I don't think that was Kim Raymond.
Oh, that was you?
It was me.
Sometimes I get it mixed up.
He does that with Carolyn all the time.
Include-
he gets her mixed up with other women all the time. It's so funny. She gets so cross when he does that. It's so much fun. Oh, okay. So you want to play it like that? We don't blame you, Bob. We would, too.
Okay, so that was him. So that was a great experience for us. So then you did hear the East West Paul Butterfield
thing. Oh, yeah. I have listened to that hour three times. Sunday and Monday. So I'll listen to it again.
Yeah, you've confirmed what my impression of Kim Raymond is. She does not respond, does not give any response to me playing her stuff. She just keeps.
No, but if she responded
so it was odd that she
email,
wrote in, but it wasn't her, it was you. So back to my old
me,
image of Kim
but
Raymond.
I never got a response to the email, so if he responded, it might have gone to her.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right. Now it's even more confusing. I sent it to her. I had to compose a new email, so now it's all crazy. So
okay, Bob, this is another episode of The Twilight Zone.
Okay, enough about you. Now do your questions.
Okay. Ion, you gave me to look at Poland, Germany, Prussia, and Seoul, Germany. That is the most interesting study. It was absolutely what I needed to occupy my mind in different directions for the last couple weeks.
If you're ready. We both know we ain't kids anymore. Nope, you ain't no kid no more.
No, I'm not.
What is the topic, Kim?
Ian said that Poland, Germany, Prussia, and Seoul, which is H-U-H-L, Thermogena, which is Germany, define the four-point diamond points in the cloud. And he told me to specifically look at the RS Prussia China. And that started the whole thing, to go down these different roads to figure out exactly what is going on. And I think, especially with Poland, you opened up some doors that I wasn't expecting to see these things. Did I run into some things in Poland that opened up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Bob doesn't want to really do this like this because it's not the way to go. But, Bob, she did it. She's changing everything. She's changing it. She did it. She changed everything. Play the latest, the newest one in your inbox. That's the one that goes with this. It's all good. It's almost back
okay,
in the days of Tina and the dog and when we could only play music and you wouldn't let us talk no more. You remember that when we were
right.
sequestered? Well, this, now you're having to pay for all those years that you wouldn't let us talk no more.
Okay, so it's Poland, Germany, Prussia, and what's the third part, or fourth part, Russia?
No, Seoul, H-U-H-L, Thermogena. And then
excellent. You got it right. You got it right.
That's
got it right. Nothing we could do.
What is Seoul?
Nothing we can do.
It's a city. It's in Germany, but
it's the
duchy. What is it called? Is it a city-state, Ion? Is it Dervagina?
Like an unincorporated country.
It's not a country now. That's historical, right?
I don't believe it.
Bob is okay, so funny.
Yeah, how funny. So is that Poland, Germany, Prussia, not Russia, Prussia with a P, and Seoul are the 4 points, right?
Those are the 4 points.
It's Theragina. Right. Then Theragina is 50 kilometers southeast of Erfurt.
Okay,
it's 110 kilometers northeast of Würzburg, and it's 130 kilometers north of Nuremberg, you know, where they put you on trial, Bob.
Yes. Me and Fritz Kramer, we got off. We managed
yeah,
to
did those. You? You shouldn't tell that. Carolyn gets cross when you start getting other men off, Bob. Don't do that.
Okay, so do you want Sia or Adele, Ion?
Adele was the most current one.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting you and me. That was what you told me. I'm giving you up. Couldn't keep up, you were falling down, down. There's only one way down. I'm giving you up, I'm forgiving it all. You set me free. Oh, send my love to you, new love.
You know, Kim, Carol was just showing me the list of performances that Adele's going to be doing now or next few weeks, every show is sold out, including five nights at Madison Square Garden. Well, that's the mainstream that we're never going to be part of. We prefer Frank Zappa. That's where the real stuff happens. If you're in the mainstream,
we sent you some bags, some bullshit. It was Frank Zappa.
I made you say bag.
Yeah, it's playing bagpipes. Yeah, we sent you the thing with Frank Zappa playing bagpipes. That's his way.
Okay, go ahead, Kip. What did you find out about these 4 points?
Well, I can go into four of them, but right now, for me, the most interesting, because it leads back into G.E. Philco, is Poland. Way back in its beginning, it was considered a commonwealth between Poland and Lithuania. And back in the 1300s, there's a castle that was built. It was called Malbork Castle, and it was the Teutonic Knights. And about the same time that that happened, and Ian, you're going to have to help me with this because I found it and then I lost it. There was a royalty that came in to that part of Poland, and they were royal Scythes, the Scythians.
Scythians.
Right, and they married into the ancestry, the dynasties at that time. Was that correct?
Do. But it's okay. Not married. They were joined. It wasn't like a marriage.
Well, joined, but I mean, in other words, they had offspring together.
Betrothed.
Is that what
betrothed? Yeah, betrothed.
But Prussia takes them over in 1894, and that line, there was a line that Saxe, Coburn, and Gotha, there was split into two lines. You have the Albertine line, and you have the Ernestine line. And in Poland, the Albertine line, which is a branch of the House of Wettin, W-E-T-T-I-N.
You're spelling that way too fast for Bob. You have to start way down. You can't do it near that fast. He's lost his note. Now he's got to go 439. He doesn't know where to put it. He's got to send an email. He's going to say, look to here, because he didn't get it. So spell that again, darling, and do it the way we do it.
You don't have to do it. I'm not writing it down. I'm just putting a general topic out here. Poland and a Teutonic castle. That's the listing. At 4:37, Poland and a Teutonic castle. That's all you're getting.
Hot damn, we're in the whorehouse tonight, huh?
Okay, well, look, you have Malbork Castle, which is called Mary's Castle. Okay, it was Mary's Castle. It was dedicated to Mary, the mother of Jesus.
It's Mary, Queen of Scots. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Well.
Sorry. Sorry for your
luck. Oh, that's all right. It just helps because, you know, that's...
Well, Mary was more... That Mary was more important than the other. The other one was just a whore that liked to mess with angels.
So Mary, Queen of Scots, was the mother, was she the mother of James the First?
Yep.
Okay. So that's the one that put the translation for the King James Bible.
That's the King James, okay. Yeah, Mary's boy.
Huh, that's interesting.
What do you mean? We've said that a million times.
No, that's interesting that the castle that I thought back in the 1300s, and what was written up about it was because of Jerusalem and Mary, the mother of Jesus. And then you're telling me it's Mary, you know, Queen of Scots, which comes, you know, 1500s.
Day before tomorrow.
See, that's it. Wikipedia is useful and other things are useful, but this time thing is all messed up, right? Right. I shouldn't answer that question. Okay, so I'm just going to go real quickly through this. Bob, or you had put down on the Wikipedia a Ashkenazi Jewish man. He was called a Baal. Was it Tim?
Hold on. Just a minute. We are the only ones that are allowed to read Wikipedia. Bob chastens us when we read things and put things on the looky box for him to be able to find, however ridiculous and inappropriately. And now you are telling us that you are going to read what Bob has from the Wikipedia, and we're supposed to swallow that? Mm-mm. Boy, that's rich.
Wait a minute. You're the one that put it up on the Wikipedia.
I know, but we're the only ones that can do that, not Bob.
So I'm not allowed to talk about this person?
Yeah, it's okay. We just want to be very clear that they accused us of doing the Wikipedia, so that was fine.
Well, my only reason I bring it up is because you put it on the chat line about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, on the Goober Snatcher.
And his name was Baal Shem Tov. He was a Ashkenazi Jewish rabbi, and he was in Poland, and he started the movement you and I talked about a year and a half ago with the funny hats, the Hasidic.
Yeah.
And they came from Hasidic, and they came from Russia. When I did some study on it, it looks like they came from that area of Russia where they came from the Cimmerians. They were also known as the Scythians. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And is this the family, the Gog of Magog?
They would apply, yeah. It's not that easy. There's more to it than that, but... yeah, it's a cliche point of order.
What I found interesting, and I assume you're the one that brought me to the next completely off the chart, is that, for some reason, I went into a company in the United States that formed in 1883, and it was called Thompson Houston Electric Company. And it was formed in 1883 in Lynn, Massachusetts. I did not know about this company, so I did some research. Found out that it was two teachers at a school in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, called Central. And they had built a transformer and arc lamp, which was the first electrical sum of it that had been used. They were looking for investor. They weren't looking for. They had someone by the name of Simon Weinberg who helped put together a company, you know, for them. And that company was funded.
Elihu Thompson.
Okay. So he is the one that put it together, and they came out of Lynn, Massachusetts, and it said the seed money to start that company came from the shoe factories in Lynn, Massachusetts. Well, those shoe factories were Russian Jews from Poland and from Russia, the Diaspora in the Ukraine, that moved to Lynn, Massachusetts back in the 1880s. I couldn't understand how that could possibly be.
Kim,
yeah.
I think that shoe factory is the one that Lyndon LaRouche's father worked at, and LaRouche had a consulting gig there later. Are you going to connect it to LaRouche? Is that where you're leading?
No, we're going to connect it to Lampshade. That's the best part.
Okay, carry on, Kim.
Anyway, the Russian Jewish immigrants that came over, according to the immigration things that I looked into, were very dirt poor. But they were the one that got the seed money together to start this. It was $25,000 to start this company.
Which was a world of money in those days.
It was a huge world of money, and they had only been there maybe 3 or 4 years tops before. And how on earth, they said there were only, 25 families? I know 50 Jewish families at that time that had settled in that area. They came over with nothing, and they were making shoes by hand in the factories. I couldn't figure out how they came up with that money, but that's a side note.
They're good with money.
For that time, that was a lot of money.
Well, you know, Bob says the same thing. He sends things. He hands them $20 to get a little spoonful of ice cream, and they give it to him. He doesn't even know. It's sad. Just sad.
Well, there were two men that brought the company that was formed by Thompson and Houston into Lynn, Massachusetts to start the factory there to build their transformers and their arc lights. One of them was named was Silas Barton, and the other one's name was Charles E. Coffin. That man, Charles E. Coffin, was the first president of General Electric. And that's where General Electric started.
We bring good things to living. We bring good things to life. And also, Edith Thatcher.
Okay, so that I found just such a side note from going over into Poland and looking at the Jewish community that...
That's spelled B-A-S-A-E-R.
Okay, so that's where you're always talking about GE Philco. It was tied in directly, as far as I could see, into the Jewish community, the Ashkenazi community, which, comes from what you were talking and I were talking about, Gog and Magog, over a year and a half ago.
It also stands for Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Corinthians.
Okay. Do you want to help me with going through that a little bit, where I could go down that road?
No, that's just GE Philco, the list of those Bible books,
okay,
that you got to King James, and then all the way up to John, and you survived Luke, and you came back to where you were, and then it's pretty interesting.
Well,
and there's this little place in Switzerland for Edith Kramer.
Kramer, not Bauer. Her last name is K-A.
Different person.
Okay, it's spelled K-R-A-M-E-R.
Yes, B-A-S-S-E-R-S-D-O-R-F. D-O-R-F.
Ion, did you just mention a minute ago lipids? And that's in the Bible? Lipids? You said the word lipids in that?
No, G.E. Philco.
Did you say lipids? Did you hear lipids, Kim?
No, I did not hear lipids.
Okay, all right.
That's interesting. Her name is Edith.
It was Vatterbergentum.
Vatterbergentum?
Yeah.
Okay, Kim, where is this leading? This
leading
to? Okay. Well, no, I just wanted to bring that one.
Yeah, what's your pattern, Kim? Are you going to suggest that? Are you suggesting that LaRouche's father became anti-Semitic because he worked for the Jews in this factory?
Well, I have no idea what
Jesus'
father did.
Terrible
I don't
thing.
Know.
That's a terrible thing. That was a terrible thing.
I have no idea.
He would never wear a pair of shoes that a Jew could do that to.
Well, the
who
weird thing
never?
Was that...
Alarm.
Okay, so where are you leading with this? What did you find out, Kim?
Adonai Eloheinu. Baruch Atah Alahai Eloheinu.
What I found out was that just led over to GE Philco. That was just a little sidebar. But what I wanted to ask Ion specifically is, when you said R.S. Prussia and the China and the two brothers, the name Shigel Mitch, who started R.S. Prussia, are you talking about them specifically? Or are you talking about the Saxe-Coburn-Gotha line that split? The Albertine and the Ernestine branches. Which one are you talking about?
They both apply. They both connect.
Okay, I can find nothing on Shigel Mitch. Shigel Mitch.
You're talking about Reinhold.
Yeah, that's the main one. Brian Gold. Yeah, I'm talking about him. But anything that I Google, any way I search it, it only comes back to the R.S. Prussia. It brings nothing. In family records, I can't find anything on this person, about who he might be.
We're sorry. We'll have to put it in. No, darling, we'll have to put it in the cloud. We'll have to put it in there, because if it's not in there, it doesn't exist. Remember?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
There you go. But we'll have to put it in there. It'll be okay.
Well, all right.
But
so
you're doing a great job, though. You are doing a great job.
Well, I have a lot of information here. I have an incredible amount of information here. What I've come to the conclusion is it's a giant game of risk, and there are multiple players in the game, and they take it away, and they prop it up, and they move it over, because I found when you told me these four places to look, they all tied back into Liechtenstein, and they all tied back into England. So it's like this is just one thing moving from one place to another. But it all does tie back to Leopold I, even though it's Russia or it's, everywhere it's Leopold. And I did not know that Leopold I gave the Turn and Taxis family their princely designation in 1695. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So he okay.
Well, for God's sake, don't tell Bob. He'll have a nervous bust out.
Yeah.
That's all we need is him drunk on his own liquor again.
Which Leopold is this? Did you say the third?
The
first
one.
Or the second?
No, the first one.
The first. Who's still around. He's still very, he's like a, he's in the same team as me and Ofenel.
Oh, is
he?
Yeah,
right up there with the, he didn't die.
Yeah.
Oh. It's early, though.
Yeah, it's early. He's only been around for 10,000 years, man. And we're here for eternity, so don't get too confident, Leo.
Well, you know, I found two quotes regarding, first of them, it appears, Ion, that you have a fight between the Habsburgs and Prussia. Is that what this comes down to? Okay.
Bob. That's Bob. That's Bob. Bob and Connie. It's the Bob and Connie show.
So Connie's Habsburgs and Bob's Prussia.
By the way around.
Connie is Prussia and Bob is Habsburgs.
It's Hungary. Is it Austria hyphen Hungary against Prussia or Austria against Hungary?
Latvia.
What are you saying, Kim? What did you start off saying?
No, no, no. It appears that the Habsburgs are fighting Prussia. That's what it appears.
Okay.
And then,
Bob is aligned with the Habsburgs, Ion?
That's what we said.
They're right front? Yeah, Bob.
Bob is Habsburgs and Connie is Prussia?
Yeah.
I ran into the Habsburgs motto, and it says, leave the waging of war to others, but you, happy Austria, marry, for the realms which Mars awards to others, Venus transfers to you. The Habsburg family intermarries into the royal houses in order to build alliances and territory. And then when they talked about the House of Saxe, Coburn, and Gotha, which is the House of Wettin, W-E-T-T-I-N, which actually happens to be one of the founding families in the Liechtenstein dynasty, which we'll go into in a minute, but it says they're known as the studs of Europe. They ascended to the thrones of Belgium, Portugal, Bulgaria, and the UK. And the House of Wettin currently has multiple families, Belgium and the UK, ruling.
What's the name of the family?
Wettin.
Yeah.
And they House connected back into one of the founding families into Liechtenstein. You know, there's multiple families in there. But you said that Liechtenstein, Ion, had paid for Telsa, whoever.
Uh-huh. And they also did Fabrielle Glass for Tiffany.
Fabrielle Glass?
Fabrielle.
F-A-V-R-I-O-L-E, Fabrielle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an iridescent art glass.
Well, you said that they had paid to retrofit the AC-DC current in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Also, Bob's notes said that that had changed the genome of humans, or was going to change the genome of humans. I'm not quite sure.
Well, see, that's what Charles Lewis Tiffany came up with, but Lewis Comfort Tiffany got the rest of it.
So you've connected the Lynn, Massachusetts shoe factory to a battle between Bob and Connie. That's what you've done here.
So far.
so far, and I didn't know that they were really connected to either one of Prussia, the Habsburgs or the Wettins. They seem to be.
Well, you just found out, right? Am I misinterpreting what you're saying? You found out the other day. Are you linking the Habsburgs with the shoe factory?
I am not linking the Habsburgs with the shoe factory.
Oh, so
I am not.
You've gone to another topic.
Yeah, Saxe, Coburn, and Gotha is Wettin. That's the, you know, the royal house of, you know, the sitting monarchy, and also the Belgium, which is Leopold. That's both of them, and that's the one that linked up. What did I just link up to someplace? This is what I've been dealing with all week. Go back and forth. I can't tell who in the hell's fighting each other and what they're fighting about.
Well, it's over. Whatever the fight was, it's over.
It is over, and I guess that's the whole point I was trying to get to, is that the battle and the war has been won. The prisoners of war have not come home. That's what you said. And when Ian and I talked a year and a half ago, we had talked about that Bible verse, through the looking glasses of the women. And I didn't know at that point what it meant. And I explained an awful lot in that time frame. It appears to me that at that time, and I may be wrong, that two things split out at that moment, the temple and the looking glasses of the women. Is it that there was a split, Ion, and some of us are in a different spot than the other, where the war had been won? This is a separate area that we were brought into?
Basically.
So what's the split between? You're pretty vague and rambling. What is the split?
I'm sorry.
Kim?
I'm not trying to be vague. A year and a half ago.
Just name me the split. The split between who?
Moses. Gog of Magog.
I never knew they had split.
Ian, did they split? Did something get split up there?
Well, you said they did. You're saying.
Well, I know. I am saying that, but I'm trying to.
What are you basing it on?
The looking glasses of the women. To me, they were the ones that were there before you went into the temple. So the temple itself was one thing, but the looking glasses of the women, and that seemed like it was like a porch before that structure. So Ian had also said to take a look at the Bible verse, Joshua 5:5, where strangers were separated out from the Israelites. So I wondered, is that what we're talking about, Ion, that there was a separate group taken away? That weren't part of that journey.
That's several parts. Mm-hmm.
Am I getting lots anywhere with this, or am I just talking?
You're doing all right, darling. You've gotten a lot further than a lot of folks. You're all right.
Well, we talked about the Gog of Magog, and I had been trying to pin down if that in any way tied back into Pendragon, which, you know, we talked about Wales, and Wales language is Cumbri. Cumbri is from the Cimmerians, which is also the Scythians, which is what I found in the Ashkenazi, which that particular, the Scythians had gone over to Wales. They were there a long time ago, before Poland. That's why I wondered if those two pieces tied together, and it brought it from the Gog Magog down through to the Scythians, to Poland, to Wales, to Lynn, Massachusetts. Does that work at all?
It does. It connects the dots.
All right. So that's why this is the House of Pendragon. Is that right?
That is perfect.
Okay, good, Kim. That's good.
Thank you.
We'll move on. Maybe you get a chance to do some more, but I've had enough, Kim, of that.
I love you too,
and
Bob.
Your voice.
Thank you. I appreciate you allowing me to do this. Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome.